The polar bear. I'm just another asshole sitting behind a desk writing about this. Facebook status update. What I'm asking is, will watching the Discovery Channel with my young black boy instead of the news coverage of the riot funerals, riot arrests, riot nothing changes, riots be enough to keep him from harm? We are on my bed crying for what we've done to the polar bears. The males we've bonded with on screen, whose search for seals on the melting ice has led him to an island of walruses, and he is desperate. It is late summer, and he is starving, and soon the freeze will drive all life back into hiding, so he goes for it. The dangerous hunt. The canine sharp tusks and armored hides for shields, the fused weapon they create in mass, the whole island a system for the elephant large walruses who, in fear, huddle together, who, in fear, fight back. This is not an analogy. The polar bear is hungry, but the walruses fight back. A mother pushes her pup into the icy water and spears the hunter through the legs, the gut, his blood clotting his fur as he curls into the ice only feet away from the fray, where the walruses have gathered again, sensing the threat has passed. My boy's holding his stuffed animal, the white body of the bear he loves, who will die tonight, who has already died, and my boy asks me if this is real. What I'm asking is, how long will we stay walruses, he and I? Though I know this is not an analogy.